Stay tuned for information on how you can partner with us and help us share the good news of the gospel with the world.
We have to be very cautious. We can allow anything to put us in a frame of mind that we forget God. God gives you power to get wealth. Any material thing that you have is because of God. Don't let nobody make you swell your head thinking you were so smart you got everything that you have, because you got a BA, a MA, or a no A. God will bless his people.
In this week's electrifying message, which Dr. Williams titles, Don't Forget God, he pleads with us not to forget to remember where all of our blessings come from. But so many forget.
They have forgotten who picked them up out of the gutter. They forgot who lifted them up on higher ground, that established their feet on a solid rock. They forgot who wiped their tears from their eyes. They forgot who delivered them from an ungodly habit that gave them precious and unsearchable riches. They have forgotten who it was that appeared in their life on some rainy day.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor in his 46th year here at St. Paul, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and our worshiping experience begins promptly at 10. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible, let's open them together to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 16. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Deuteronomy contains the last words of Moses in the final week of his life. Since God would not allow him to cross the Jordan River with them, under the directed inspiration of God, Moses reemphasizes God's law in view of the new conditions which they would soon face. Moses warned them against disobeying God, friends, and he encouraged them to follow the true path. Out of these words, I want to talk about again this morning, don't forget God. And it ought to be directed, Afro-Americans, don't you forget God. Many of you forgot this because you don't want to remember, but if it had not been for God, we wouldn't be in this building today. And most of us wouldn't even be alive. But God looked beyond the enemy's condition and used it on himself. Amen. When I went home to visit my ill mother, and during the time I went home, it was in the 60s. My nephew met me at the airport, and in his car, there was a gun sticking up. And I said to him, why you have that gun here like this? He said, well, you never know who's going to stop you on the highway. And he said, okay, even I have this one that you can see, but I got two others you can't see. During that time, it was a lot of innocent people got killed, even in church. I won't forget that because it could have been me. You can do whatever you want to do, enemy, to God's church, but you will never win. Let me repeat that. You will never win. God has won the battle through his son. And nobody would be able to stop him. A person said to me a few weeks ago, I don't go to church anymore. And I said, why? And he told me, I said, well, you are absolutely crazy. You let that happen to you and you're going to give God's church up because of that? Friend, let me say this the best I can. All of you all in this church, especially members, the others, I don't know you, but I love you very much, more than I could tell you. But not any of you or 10 of you all would ever get me out of God's church. And the reason you won't, because when it is all over, I got to face Jesus. And my confidence is that if he saved me, he can keep me or he can deliver me. Those of you who have been blessed, I mean materially, you have allowed some of that stuff to make you forget God. You can buy all the wigs you want to, but that's not going to get you in the midnight hour. You can't flip your head in that, and you can cut your hair around all you want to, brothers, but if it's not in the head, it's not going to be in your cutting around. But God will come to your rescue in the midnight hour, and I know that. And I am not going to forget him. Amen. The man said to me, I was witness to a gentleman, and he said, he's 27. And I was just asking him, he's a very friendly person. I said, when the last time you've been to church? He said, I know he wasn't going to tell the truth. Because if you can't answer a simple question, you're not going to tell the truth. You're trying to think up something. He said, I don't go to church. I said, what is your reason, if you don't mind sharing, that you don't go? He says, I watch people that go. And when they come in here where I work, they don't even know how to treat me. So why would I want to get myself entangled with that crowd? And the church ought to say, there are many things that we remember we should forget. And there's a lot of things we forget we should remember. We should forget what someone did to us 2 years ago. And we should remember how God brought us through it. We should forget. Since someone looked at it, and that always bothered me. Well, they looked at me rolling their eyes. That's not your business. If you hadn't been looking at them, you wouldn't have seen them roll their eyes. Amen. Amen. I look, but not checking nobody. Roll your eyes all you want to. You're not going to hurt me. What's going to hurt me is me. We need to think about God, friends, not so much about me or I. I went to a home, and it is some kind of home a couple of years ago. It's a palace. And the gentleman who bought the home, I said, this is some kind of home. He said, well, we bought it, and we had it made over, and we added to it. I said, it shows. He said, in all told, I've invested $1.6 million. I mean, beautiful home. I mean anything you name. And then in the backyard, have a small, I call it cottage. And the lady who runs the house lives back there. So I said, you know, you're only in your mid-40s. And that lady runs this house. I says, I didn't know his wife. I said, lady runs that house. She's awful a beautiful woman. If I were you, I wouldn't go back there at all. I know what you're saying, but you're not honest. Beauty is tempting. And he said to me, he said, well, Pastor, sometimes I have to go back and call. I said, no, you don't. I said, you got a telephone ringer. I said, in fact, you ought to have a bell in my place. And you know, tell you, if he wants you to cook breakfast, ring twice. If he wants you to cook lunch, ring three times. Wants you to cook dinner, ring four times. Four. You had a business back there. Let me give you the end of the story. He wouldn't listen. He went back there, and the sister kept him too long. Now listen careful. If he'd have remembered how he got that house, no sister would have been able to keep him in her little house. So the wife left him. I hope you're listening. And she walked away. But when it was all over, she got 70% of everything that sold the house for. Some of you can say, no, bow your head and say amen. I said to him, I told you this for a reason. I said to him, if you would have remembered how you got that house, you wouldn't have let 5 or 6 minutes with some beauty make you lose it. You ought to remember some things and forget the others. Let me say this to church people. The reason many of you all slow and drag and come to church once a month is because you have forgotten how you have gotten this far. Amen. Every time I went on vacation with my late wife, we made plans where we were going. And always the plan included going to church on Sunday. When I went to Hawaii, one of these villages, as I call them, I found out, I asked my agent, I said, well, would you take a look and see if there are any churches on this island? She says, there's two, Southern Baptists and another denomination. How far would that church be from where I'm living? She said, 15 minutes. I said, book me with a cab, take me and bring me back. I went to the church. Friends, it was packed. I didn't understand much of anything they were saying except the preacher. And the reason I went to church in Hawaii, because I wanted to go and I never was able to go, and now I'm in Hawaii. Yes, sir. And I got to remember who got me here. I'm on vacation now. I'm not going to no church. You don't understand yourself. You are never on vacation from you. Everywhere you go, you carry you. If you can leave you somewhere, then you can be on vacation. But as long as you with you, you can't be on no vacation. Because you will always be remembering stuff you ought to forget. Amen. But brother preacher, you know, I'm not you. That's true. In a sense, But you're part of me if you're saved. When we got saved by the same Jesus. We was washed by the same blood. The same Holy Spirit that lives in me, if you're saved, lives in you. Amen. And the same God provides for me, if you let him, he'll provide for you. The same Jesus that saved me is going to be the one welcome me into heaven. So if you're saved, it's the same way. Paul said, I didn't say it, Paul says through his writing, let us forget those things behind us. Forget, just listen carefully today. Those of you who had no connection with your father when you was growing up, and you now still hate him. That's not on your father, that's on you. If you've lived to be 21 and didn't deal with him, you can live on without dealing with him. That's why now you have a heavenly father who supplied the earthly father's love. But brother pastor, you know, you don't understand. My mother gave me away when I was young. At least she had enough sense to give you away. What have you done with yourself? They had a lady in my community when I was growing up. She was what we call busybody. Now I would call her loose lips. She mind everybody's business but her. Amen. She's a woman causing me to get a whooping because I picked off 3 or 4 peanuts on her peanuts out there. And I got a whooping. Now that you got just bundles of them laying out, drying up, drying off, and I just picked 2 or 3, and then she said, I was stealing. In those days, if you stole something, if you had the right parents, you got a beating. But after I grew up, lived in Chicago for 5 or 6 years, I went home. I went to her house. I said, Mrs. Edeline, I heard you was ill. I come by to see you. When I got through talking with her, I gave her a little bit of change. I forgot about what she did years ago. I want to be free. I can't be carrying all this load around me for 10 years, 13 years. They don't like me. They did me wrong. That's 10 years ago. I got to be free, 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 free. I hear you. I hear you say, but you don't understand. I understand what the Bible says. Forgetting those things behind, reaching, moving higher and higher. The higher you go, the happier you can become. She left me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know what I'm going to do. She said, I love her so much. Get you a Pepsi. And while she was still crying, she drank it with sips. And every time she runs across your mind, get another sip. You can't make nobody live with you. And let me say this on my way to heaven. Brother Springer, did you know, Brother Springer, there are people who live with you and don't love you? Not you, but to whoever the you it is. You'd be surprised the people who live in your house don't like you. And the church said, so, don't forget God. Moses warned Israel that as you move out, whatever you do, don't forget God. And then in the Bible said, and then in Israel, they became blessed. They got, God added to their gold and silver they had, added to their cattle that they had. He added to it. He added, my friends, to their path. He blessed them. And they forgot it. And God said, since that happened, I'm going to make things for you. They're going to be lean. You know what lean means? What does that mean? You're not going to get much. You're not going to have much. And they had the nerve to say, this wealth I have, I got it with my hand. That's what the Bible says. This, my friend, all of this jewelry that I have, I worked for. That's what they said. And God said, and I believe some of them Jews was Afro-Americans, because God said to them, no, I gave you power to get rich. Whatever you have, I gave you power to get rich. Now, let me say this, and this is the first Sunday in March. First Sunday in March. When I lived in Chicago for 6 months, I never missed a month from sending my parents some money. Never. I don't really think they needed it, but I wasn't sending them money because they needed it. I sent them money because they can do something extra. And the reason I did that spring is because I could not forget what they've done for me. I couldn't forget it. I remember my mother said, son, I don't need you to send me any more money. Save your money for school and for your family. I said, Mama, I'm saving some, but this is extra. Amen. The reason I did it, she went without when she had all of them hard-haired children in her household. And yet she was happy. So if she was happy when I was home, I ought to help make her happy now I'm gone. Forget what you didn't get and be thankful what you did get. Amen. My oldest brother got in a car accident. He was in a coma 29 days. My mother came to Chicago and stayed there and helped and all of that stuff. And she said to me, son, why don't you buy your car? I said, I can't, Mama, because I don't have nowhere to park it. She said, park it in front of your apartment. I said, if it's snow, I can't get it out. She said, do you have enough money? I said, well, not enough to buy no car, but I could get a car. She said, well, you find out what's the down payment, and I'll give you a check, and you go and get it. Then you telling me I'm going to forget? No, sir. I can't. Some things we ought to forget. Amen. Church, I've been in Sacramento for a long time. I never ran into so many jealous people. They even look at you and they are jealous. You need to get yourself straight now. Your jealousy won't hurt me or help me. And let me tell you why I believe that people are so jealous. And I just said why I believe it. I believe they didn't fully develop. If you fully develop, why waste your time being jealous of somebody else? You'd be put that energy on you. Amen. Now, in terms of forgetting God, some people come to church, but they don't bring God with them, and they don't meet him here. They come to church to look, criticize, and gossip. And A.B. said, when you come to church, you come to church to worship God, worship him, and then praise him and give him glory. And what other folks have on, what they drive, what they have at home, that's not your business. You want to thank him for what you have. Amen. You want to praise him for where he brought you from. You want to lift your hands to him. Don't worry about anybody laughing at you. Laugh all you want to laugh. I love him. I praise him. And I always will recognize who he is. I'll never forget him. Can't do it. I don't want you to tell me how you're doing it. I don't want to know. I want to know that I love it. Let me share this with you as we move on. I was weak and weary. I had gone astray, walking in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Then a light came shining to lead me from despair. Made all of my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. Now here's the part I want to get. I was wandering around trying to find exactly what I need to do. Running from preaching, running from serving, but look what happened. I found the answer. I learned to pray. Oh, my friend, with faith to guide me, I found the way. Now, here's what we need to look at. The sun is shining for me each day. I found the answer, and I've learned to pray. That's why I pray so much, that nobody can block my prayer. For when I confess my sins and pray to my God, he will hear, and he will answer me. You can say whatever you want to say, but he's the hearing and answering God. Are you looking for an answer? You can find it if you read the Bible and pray. Amen. I've been praying for 40 years. That has nothing to do with God. Maybe get rid of an answer and you move too quick. You can do that. You can get ahead of God and miss your blessings. Amen. Churches, as we move to the next level, listen carefully. Let me give you a few things that keep people, make people, forces people to forget God. Just going to name a few. Number one, these are just something that would help you forget God and put him on the back burner. Number one, be materialistic minded. You got to buy everything comes out because it's new. And you would rather die than to give God his money, which is tithes. Number two, what'll make you, my friends, forget God, being blessed before you know how to handle it. Amen. Number three, listen to other people's ideals and dropping God's direction.
That's right.
You can't listen to everybody, friend, and follow God's direction.
Amen.
We went, I tell you this often, we went to borrow money to get this building erected, and the man said, we don't loan no church that kind of money. I said, just what I said yesterday, but we'll get it, because the Spirit said, come here. And we got it. He got transferred. While I'm on that, I beg you, don't get in God's way. Well, he'll move you one way or the other.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We When God speaks, there's no devil in hell can stop it. Amen. We just got all the proposals from Trump, what he's going to do. And we haven't got nothing where he's going to get the money from. You missed it. California said they didn't have no money to help rebuild and help do anything. We had tornadoes and storms, overflow of rain. Now they got to spend billions. Don't lie to God. Just say, I don't want to do it. Because God will surprise you with a storm tonight. Forget your ideology and follow God's direction. Amen. The next, my friends, is becoming self-orientated by using the word, look at me. Look what I have. Look at me. Give yourself 2 years and they'll look at you again. The next, my friends, is family pride against God's glory. That'll keep you from remembering God. Number 7, friends, leaving God as he blessed you. A lot of people used to go to church. Now they live in a gated community. And they won't go to church because they don't want to leave their community. God will let the devil come in there and tear your gate down. Now, you do know the devil has so much power. He can get in that gated fence without you unlocking the door. Don't forget God because material blessings. Amen. Just move to the last, friends. Put in God. Put in other people before the power of Almighty God. Put in God first. Amen. Don't put God before nobody. He's already before everybody. Just worship him as he really is. I just love God. I like to see God bless you, but I don't like to see you act crazy with it. Amen. The young man that I asked to go to, he said, if you really needed something, would you tell me? I said, sure. He said, well, if I can get it. I said, I need something now, brother. He said, what do you need? And I said, I need a Boeing 707 that'll accommodate 100 people. He said, would you be able to fly? I said, that's not the issue. Get the plane and I'll handle it. Some of you will be flying with me. You couldn't go because you don't want to leave your nice home. I was walking down the street, Denver, Colorado, and a lady was talking, so she had a mink coat on her shoulder. And somehow it fell off. She didn't even miss it. Didn't miss it. I said, ma'am, you dropped your fur coat. She said, oh, I did. She ran back there like I was getting ready to jump on her. It didn't mean anything to her. Otherwise, she wouldn't have never let it fall off her shoulder. Not a one of you in this church would let a mink coat fall off your shoulder without you missing it. Not one of you. Let me go back. Don't forget God. Forget anything you want to, but don't forget God. Number 9, giving other people too much, my friends, over your life as individuals. Some people can't breathe without to call up somebody and check with them. You can't do that and follow the Almighty God. You got to put God first, then bring on others. Amen. Amen. This is to the elderly. The man in December got married. He's 89. He was 89. His wife was 63. He got married. Folks said, what did she want with that old man? She's the one having trouble keeping up with him. All old men are not dead. Some of them still got a step. And the men said,
amen.
All right, come back home. Friends, we have to be very cautious. We can allow anything to put us in a frame of mind that we forget God. Amen. Amen. God gives you power to get wealth. Any material thing that you have is because of God. Don't let nobody make you swell your head thinking you were so smart you got everything that you have because you got a B.A., a M.A., or a no A. God will bless his people. All they got to do is to learn how to surrender to him. You saw it on television, that elderly woman was, had broken her house. Did you see that? And beat her. And two young men. She got her stuff ready. Elderly woman. They came back. Wanted to get some more stuff. She's sitting on the side of the wall in the dark. She let them got in and pushed the door to. And she raised up her helper. She shot one, he didn't make it. She shot the other one and they caught him. I'm not endorsing her to shoot nobody, but they had invaded her privacy. She's 80 years old, she should have shot twice. You have no business invading other folks' property. The police asked her, "So, what do you think?" She said, "I did what I could to protect me." They didn't even take her to jail. You said, "Well, I don't believe in pistols." Well, I can't go that far. Anyway, let's leave that alone. Friends, we got to learn to not let anything or anybody help us to forget God. We can't allow that. Well, let us remember this. He's the one that gives us comfort. My friends, they only, people only talk about their miseries. We talk about our blessings. People talk about their pleasures, for they only talk about their problems. Talk about your pleasure, friends. Some talk about their hopes, but they only talk about their headaches. Let me give you a tip free. Quit rehearsing your problems. You rehearse them every day. Brother Springer, I don't want to go to work today. Don't you know when you say that, you add the power of the enemy in you, you're going to feel a little worse later? Get up in the morning. I got to go to work today. Let me get myself ready. I don't want to be late. And this crowd over here said yes. Because 1/3 of you are late all the time. Listen carefully. Talk to God, my friends. Talk to God. Talk to him about your triumphs. Don't always talk to the world about your problems. Talk about your victories. Don't always talk about your difficulties and defeats. Amen. I gave my driver's license, not my identification number to someone, and they said, well, I don't think this is correct. She said, you got anything else you can identify your age? And I said, yes. Go get your manager. I'm not here to parade my age. What I'm here for, he needs me. I don't need him. Know what you're supposed to do. And don't ever cuss. Keep cussing now. Don't let nobody make you angry enough to cuss. You are in charge, friends. You need to think about many Christians. They have forgotten who saved them. Church, who picked them up out of the gutter. They forgot who lifted them up on higher ground, that established their feet on a solid rock. They forgot who wiped their tears from their eyes. They forgot who delivered them from an ungodly habit that gave them precious and unsearchable riches. They have forgotten, my friends, who it was that appeared in their life on some rainy day. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, you need somebody to keep you in the middle of your midnight hour. You need somebody to help you to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, God, thank you for a day that's coming my way. Thank you for what you've done the first part of the night. Amen. I heard it raining about 10 o'clock last night. I said, well, a lot of our members won't be at church tomorrow because they don't want to be wet but one time, and that's getting baptized. You ought to want to get wet and come to church like you get wet and go to work. Churches, we come together, and more power, the more of us that is saved and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost, we bring our power together. Church, I'm going to have to close. But before I close, I want to make sure you know this. The Bible says God doesn't change. What he was, he is. And what he is, he will always be. Friend, what he was to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what he was to them, he'll be the same way to us. Who it is that is the object of faith, who it is that is the fountain of our joy, who it is that is the master of our circumstances. If God could take care of all of those before me, certainly he can still take care of me. He took care of Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Zechariah, Peter, James, and John. He didn't need no help from nobody. So I'm here to tell you today in closing, if he took care of them, he still got enough left to take care of Ephraim. I'm glad today that I know him for myself. Somebody said, well, you love those old songs. Yes, because they brought me from a long way. Quincy's going to sing today. She's going to sing today. I said she's going to sing today. Quincy's going to sing today. She's going to sing today. She's going to sing. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? And what I liked about it, he kept my enemy away. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Don't forget God, church. Because if you forget God, who else are you going to turn to? I'm going to tell you this morning, yes, yes, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise him. I said I'm going to praise him. I can't take this communion without praising him. He's the one that gave his blood. And since he gave his blood, I owe him a praise. I owe him a thank you, Jesus. I owe him, bless my holy Father. I owe him to say thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for blessing me this day. Early this morning, he woke me up, clothing my right mind. So I got to praise him. Praise him. He's worthy to be praised. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Let's go, Christian. Listen. Listen. Don't forget God. Listen. Listen.
If it hadn't not been
for the Lord. For God.
If it had not been
for the Lord.
Oh,
will you come today?
Oh,